This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You got, investment-wise, your stocks and your bonds. You got your commodities and your precious metals. You got your jewelry and your classic cars. You got your Beanie Babies, too. They were a bubble back in the 90s. That last one, certainly, is among the more alternative things in which people choose to invest. Hobby investing is sometimes called. A way for people to put a little cash in something that brings them a little bit of joy. But just because it's a hobby does not mean it is immune to the economic tides. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
It's Friday night at a game store in New York called the Brooklyn Strategist. People here are clustered around tables playing a fantasy card game called Magic the Gathering.
You play as wizards who are trying to overwhelm your opponent with beasts that you can summon, and every card in your deck represents spells in your library.
That's Christine Carmack, who runs the store's Magic the Gathering events. It's a bit of an after-school crowd at the moment. Some adult players are trickling in. Carmack says there's more to the game than just playing it.
People will make trades to get cards they want or to try to get more valuable cards because that's just another way of enjoying the game.
It's also a way to make money. The game's been around for 25 years, and some rare and powerful cards are now worth thousands. One card from the original release, called the Black Lotus, sold for $87,000 last year. Sites like QuietSpeculation.com let players trade cards and track prices. MTGStocks.com even has a rolling ticker for the cards.
People have grouped some of the cards that are really popular to invest in and almost track those against an S&P 500 index kind of fund.
That's Seth Robertson, a Magic card investor in Jackson, Wyoming. A couple months back, he says prices on a lot of cards started to drop at about the same time that stock markets got pretty volatile. The two could have been unrelated, but Robertson says he wasn't surprised. Personally, he felt nervous buying Magic cards after looking at his sinking 401k.
You know, it made me kind of take a step back and think, okay, I need to start putting more money into it. Maybe I should stop spending as much on eating out and playing Magic and going to, you know, concerts or whatever.
In an uncertain economy where consumer confidence is falling, hobby investors are seeing weakness. Mike Krause is an artist in Rochester, New York. He paints a lot of landscapes, and he also buys and sells work by other artists. Lately, he says he's seen art buyers hesitate, especially when they've heard news about the trade war with China or the recent government shutdown.
I might have a buyer that will come up to me and say, I'm really interested in purchasing art, but let's just wait and see what's going to happen first.
In fact, he says he'll notice economic trends show up in the art market before they show up in other indicators.
If I have higher sales in January and February, I'll start noticing that, you know, the stock market picks up, the job reports are picking up, so it indicates that things are going in the direction before they actually happen.
Some economic trends can push people into hobby investing. People like Tim McLaren, who started buying up bottles of wine in 2004. Specifically, bottles of expensive Bordeaux. He was betting that an improving Chinese economy would make those wines more valuable. He's now invested $500,000 into wine. That's 10% of his portfolio.
It had done incredibly well from 2005 to 2008. It took a downturn, but it's come back strong.
He tracks prices through an online exchange called BBX, and lately, he says prices have softened. China's economy is slowing down, and there's an even bigger factor scaring buyers, Brexit.
My wines are all in London. There's market risk there.
The UK is one of the world's biggest wine markets, and given that tariffs on wine could go up, McLaren says the market has gotten uncertain. Still, he thinks wine investments will do well in the long run.
That's the whole reason I invest in wine, is I want to resell it to somebody who's going to drink it, and then hopefully my other wine investments do better because there's more scarcity.
And we are talking about hobbies here. If the investments go south, you could play Magic the Gathering, you could admire your art, and you could drink that expensive Bordeaux. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.